Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls until we ask for them, because we have this on the line, Christy Diamond, and we're going to be talking about what's happening to our children. One in six American children has either a neurodevelopmental abnormality or behavioral disorder. Autism is on the rise in our society. There is sexual dysfunction rampant in our society, so many of our people are not well. And you look and see what's happening in America. Autism on the rise, allergies on the rise. We find rising rates of all sorts of degenerative diseases, whether it be cancer or diabetes or neurodevelopmental abnormalities. Why are all these things happening? Well, one of those reasons is because of mercury toxicity, the most dangerous poison really known to man is mercury. And yet, of course, we're putting in the vaccines for our children. They've taken it out here, but they're putting it in the vaccines for the children throughout the rest of the world. And they've only taken out of the childhood vaccines. They're leaving it in the vaccines for influenza and encouraging children 6 months of age and elderly people to get their influenza shots. New legislation's being put out, to force nursing homes to give all of the people in those nursing homes their various shots and immunizations, knowing full well it would destroy the minds of many of the elder. But they're an awful drag on society, aren't they? And there really are people out there who have a different worldview. They march to a different drumbeat. They have a different vision. And, of course, I believe many of them worship a different God. Now, with that as a background, let's go to Christy. How are you doing, Christy?
I'm great. How are you, Dr.
I'm doing fine. And how did you get into this battle to try to expose what is happening with mercury and its profound impact on the lives of so many Americans?
Well, I got into it because I was ill, and I wanted to get well. And I found out, much to my surprise, and I was sadly disturbed by this, that it seemed to be a full, all-out effort to keep not only me sick, but everyone else sick. And in order for me to regain my health and stay alive, I had to find out how to do it. And I just kept finding out more and more and more. And it's really quite sinister, actually.
All right. Well, what did you actually find out? And where would the average individual out there in the listening audience who's saying, oh, this has got to be some sort of crazy talk, why there nothing like that could be going on in America, if it were, why Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or certainly one of the commentators there would tell us about that? There can't be any sort of a cover-up by the media. So how did you find out? What convinced you? Because the media keeps telling us there's nothing to worry about. Oh, they acknowledge the epidemic of autism. They acknowledge the epidemic of Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease and anterior lateral sclerosis. But they say, oh, shucks, we have no idea why this is happening.
Well, I found out what I did is I would get information that seemed perfectly credible, and then I would hear all kinds of things on the news. So I decided I would go and find out for myself.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Christine. I think you'll find her a fascinating source of information. She goes to the meetings with her video camera. She takes the pictures of what goes on. She puts this into videos, which are available. And you need to hear what happens at these national meetings that you'll never read about in your local paper. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest today is Christy Diamond. We've had her on many, many times in the past, talking about mercury toxicity and the terrible damage it is doing to our population. Everybody knows that autism is on the rise, but the government says, oh, well, we have no idea what it is, but we can assure you it's not the mercury in the vaccines. Everybody knows that Alzheimer's disease is on the rise and increasing rapidly. And there's some people who say it has to do with the mercury in the fillings, but the government assures us there's nothing to worry about. They just don't figure out why, of course, all these things are happening. And yet mercury is known to be one of the most toxic substances in the world today. Well, Christy began studying this some time ago. She wasn't feeling well. She felt she was ill. She began reading studies, you know, that and finding out what very reliable people were saying, and then she'd read the newspaper that would assure that what these people were saying wasn't true. And she'd read these government reports that were totally contradictory to everything that she knew was true. So pick up the story there, Christy. What happened?
Well, I decided that I was going to go ahead and plop down my dime and go out to Washington, D.C., and I attended a mercury amalgam hearing at the Committee for Government Reform, and that was one of the first hearings that we had on dental amalgam, which has 52% mercury in each filling.
Isn't it amazing how they call them silver fillings? They're really mercury fillings, but mercury would have a bad connotation, so they call them silver fillings. And, of course, that mercury is so toxic you can't vent it into the air. The mercury is so toxic you can't put it down the drain, you know, because it's going to get in the water and go out and kill the fishies. But it's all right to put it in your mouth.
That's right. And it off-gasses. It's how mercury evaporates, in a sense, like water, but you can't see it, you can't smell it.
But you can actually see it, and you have some pictures, wonderful pictures, of the smoking tooth.
The smoking tooth. It's been dubbed the smoking truth, actually.
And we actually carry that video. What's the title of it? We carry
it's called Mercury, a Slow Death.
Mercury, a Slow Death. And, of course, I was uninformed consent is the subtitle. Mercury, a Slow Death. You really want to see that smoking tooth. And basically, it's just a tooth. And they heat it up to about 105 degrees, which is what you'd get when you have a cup of hot coffee or hot water or hot chocolate. And you can see the mercury coming out. Of course, they've done this in animals because then it's absorbed, you know, through the mucosa, goes right into the brain, where it is poisoning the people of America. And what is really so tragic is the people in key positions know that. They just don't want you to know that. But we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, Christy's talking about the fillings that they put in our mouth. They call them silver fillings. Well, of course, words are used to deceive. They're actually mercury fillings, 52% mercury. In Sweden today, where they have socialized medicine and socialized dentistry, the Swedish government will not pay to have a mercury filling put in anybody's mouth because they know how toxic it is. In other countries, they know what's going on. But here in the United States, there's an organized effort by the American Dental Association, who has a vested interest in what's going on, and, of course, by people within the American Medical Association and by people in the CDC, to conceal the truth from the American people. But the truth is out there, and you better find out whether I'm telling the truth or whether the people of the CDC are telling the truth. Because, of course, your health and the health of the children and your friends, indeed, the future of this country hangs in the balance. If they are indeed poisoning our people, we ought to find out what's going on, shouldn't we? So, Christy, you started out, you went back to Washington, D.C., to some of these hearings that they had on the danger of not silver fillings, but mercury fillings that they're putting into the mouths of our people. So tell us about it.
Well, I have never seen anything so absurd in my entire life. They had people from the FDA, they had people from, that's the Food and Drug Administration, and they had people testifying as well from the American Dental Association. And they would say things as absurd as comparing mercury off-gassing and amalgam fillings to table salt, because table salt is composed by chloride and sodium, and gee whiz, those are very toxic. But if you put them together, it just makes table salt, and you can put it in a frying pan and season your food with it. Well, do you think that anybody in their right mind would take a wad of mercury and put it in a frying pan and heat it up to 350 degrees? There was actually a quote today in the Connecticut, it was the Harvard Courant by a Dr. Dean Cloutier. He's the president of the Connecticut State Dental Association. This is an arm of the American Dental Association, and he said that. The very same thing I just said about table salt and mercury. And just made fun of the whole idea, and then basically called anybody who was anti-mercury, who doesn't want a neurotoxin in their diet or their environment, he might as well have called us Nazis. You know, like we have some kind of big lobbying group or something. But, I mean, we're just a group of concerned citizens who have been touched by this and made ill by this. And we don't want anybody else to have to go through the horrific experiences that we've had to go through to get well.
And, of course, the thing is that the mercury in your fillings actually vents. I know it was an amazing experience. Within this last couple of weeks, I actually had my amalgam fillings. I only had two of them, but I had them removed. And the dentist did everything right. He had a big dam in my throat, inflated it, and of course I was breathing oxygen, and he had all the vents and all these things. And then when they took down the dam, this inflated dam in my throat, and suddenly some of those vapors got into my system. You know, I wasn't expecting anything to happen. You could just feel this thing flood all throughout your body. And of course, what people don't understand is that the highest incidence of suicide in America today is in dentists. Why? Because they're in constant contact with the mercury. You know, there's an old saying, as mad as a hatter. Why were hatters mad? Why did they go crazy? Because they were working with mercury all the time.
They also have a very high addiction rate.
Dentists do.
Yes. And, of course, the hygienists, as you know. The hygienists have the highest miscarriage
right.
and
premature birth, and they have difficulty
and
getting pregnant.
Yeah, any kind of female sexual dysfunction, endometriosis, and cystic ovaries, and which of course we think is connected to the testosterone levels that the mercury likes to contaminate, because it has a binding site it likes on testosterone. So, in some people, this testosterone, this contaminated testosterone, is withheld in the body, and then it continues to act as a hormone, but in an inappropriate way. And so females will have high endometriosis, miscarriage, dysfunction in every way in reproductive cycles, and males will have, their version of it as well. I can't help thinking that, the Viagra market is all about mercury toxicity.
Well, let's get, what about dental hygienists? Have you ever heard that they have a higher incidence of fibromyalgia than the average individual, or is that any truth to that?
I actually have heard that, and, I think that it's within, just around the corner, we're going to find that out for sure, because of the Geyer's work in the CDC databases, and they've gotten into a few other ones where they can cross-reference some of the dental work.
Well, of course, the CDC is spending millions of dollars to conceal the truth.
Our money.
Of our money. Why would anybody do that? Well, you have to understand, there are wicked and evil people out there. Why are there people who want, of course, to kill our children, our unborn children, and to kill between 40 and 45 million of them? They hate children. This is what it's really all about. There are people who have a different worldview, a different world vision. And there are people who have no concern or human compassion. And those of you who haven't read some of our material on or seen our video, None Dare Call It Genocide, or the new one we've just put out entitled Planned Population Control or Reduction, where we actually quote the people like Bertrand Russell and George Bernard Shaw and, of course, Jacques Cousteau and the others who talk about the necessity of, of poisoning our people or eliminating large parts of the population. They're really our people. Who have a different worldview.
It's interesting, Dr. Stan, that you say that, because, when you look at the CDC's vaccine data, they talk about, they have a term called herd mentality, where they want to immunize, and strengthen the herd. Well, herd mentality also means that you pick out the weakest of the herd and eliminate them as well.
Well, tell us what you have actually learned about what the effect of mercury is on the brain.
Well, it in a lot of people, it makes them, just very initially, it makes you foggy. For me, I often would lose words, short-term memory loss, that sort of thing. Other people, it affects them, makes them clumsy and uncoordinated. We're really sure that it destroys the myelin sheath. And also in the brain it does that.
And the myelin sheath is the sheath around the nerve. It's sort of a fatty sheath around the nerve, right?
That's right. You see that in MS, Lou Gehrig's disease, those types of diseases.
And, of course, what it really does, it makes the neurological system more susceptible to whatever is producing the ALS or the MS.
That's right. That's right. But the reason that it's not so obvious is because in all kinds of various individuals, it creates different symptomology. And all of them you can trace back to the mercury exposure. In one person, you might actually have cardiac problems. In another one, you might have cancer kind of problems. And the other one might be systemic kind of problems like chronic fatigue or arthritis or that sort of thing. I've actually seen people recover from all of these diseases.
And by, of course, getting their fillings out and, of course, chelation to get rid of the mercury. And yet the government is doing everything they can to discourage parents who have autistic children from getting them chelated. And yet I've talked to, at least a dozen parents or people who have treated these children with autism, and the dramatic improvement. And yet,
there's hundreds of them, actually.
Beg pardon?
There's actually hundreds of them that are improving to the point where they get their child back. And yet, yesterday in the AP, there was a press release that says, boy with autism dies after chelation therapy. And you read this article, and, it seems fairly credible, but, they don't broadcast how many people die because of misdiagnoses in a hospital, or that they gave them the wrong pharmaceutical drugs or anything like that, which would make one person, whether or not it's a legitimate article, one person out of the many hundreds of people who are getting well using this therapy, they're grasping at straws here.
Well, of course, what they do is they plant articles in the media to shape our reality.
That's right. This
is what they do, of course. They mold our minds. They suggest our ideas. They form the taste. And all of these things are done by controlling the media. And you control the media, then you're going to control what people think. Well, you were back at the Institute of Medicine meeting that was held, what was it, in the early part of 2004. Why don't you tell our listeners about that? Because you were there with your video camera, and you actually took the videos of the hearings, and the vast majority of the testimony. Will you tell the people about what actually happened?
Well, we had 15 professionals testify to. It was a committee for the Immunization Safety Committee for the Institute of Medicine, which is an organization under the National Academies of Health.
But, of course, weren't many of these people had a vested interest of going along with the government policy? Were these impartial people, or were these people who were specifically picked to come to a preconceived conclusion?
Well, all of them were specifically picked, in a sense. Six of them were obvious plants. They all had, six of them had conflicts of interest. Four of them could find no link between autism and mercury. Two of them wouldn't say. Nine of them had no conflicts of interest. Nine of them, the very same nine, were very emotional at the podium, saying that they believed without a shadow of a doubt that there was a link between autism and mercury. It was stunning and emotional, and it was troubling and disturbing.
And of course, what happened was, the Institute of Medicine, after hearing the testimony, said, oh, there's no connection at all.
There was a press in the paper the very next day. They said, oh, they couldn't find any link. Well, they hadn't even released their findings until 2 months later, but yet the press picked it up and said there was no link. I looked at that and I thought, oh my God, we went to the wrong meeting.
Well, I think what people have to understand is the media is going to prevent you from finding the truth. After all, if you're going to poison the children of this country and the parents found out about it, why, they'd be pretty upset. And we couldn't have that happen, could we?
Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, The Rules of Engagement, 2.5 gripping hours of the story of a government onslaught under a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, The Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or would respond normally. Waco, The Rules of Engagement is currently unavailable through regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Tierney. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Years, gold and silver have been attracting the attention of the smart money investor. And that's with no small wonder when you consider that in those last 3 years, gold has risen over 50% and silver has nearly doubled. So, are you in profit yet? You might think so if you bought gold or silver coins in the last 3 years. And true enough, some coins have increased by as much as 70%. So how do you know how much your portfolio has gained or lost? With a quick call to the asset management professionals at Colonial Resources. 1-800-685-4042. Colonial Resources will give you current market quotes on your gold or silver bullion and collector coins. If you're ready to sell, Colonial pays higher prices for your coins than almost anyone in the industry. And if you doubt that, call the company that sold them to you and ask what they'd buy them for, and then call us. To find out where you stand in the rapidly changing precious metals market, call Colonial Resources today, toll free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time we want to get you back to our special guest this afternoon, Christy Timon. And Christy attended the Institute of Medicine meeting and heard the impassionate statements by medical experts in the field of mercury. And yet not one of this, one word of this got into the media. Totally blacked out by the controlled media. Why? Because they can't let the American people know that they're poisoning our children. Why would anybody want to do that? Well, you only need to go back and read the writings of Bertrand Russell, who said by diet and injections and injunctions in coordination we'll be able to alter the beliefs of the children so that they will never, of course, hold any belief that would be contrary to that that's wanted by the state. That comes from page 50 of Bertrand Russell's The Impact of Science on Society. And if you'd like actually to read that page, I have permission actually to reproduce it. I'll be glad to send it to you. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if leaders in the world are advocating using diet and injections to alter the minds and the capacity of our children, shouldn't everybody know it? And, of course, you're not going to hear this discussed elsewhere. So here we have this Institute of Medicine meeting. And, of course, there's almost a hand-picked group of people there on the committee, hand-picked specifically not to find any problem. And so what was the statement made by the Institute of Medicine? Did they come out and say that there might be some relationship or that she's due further studies? Or did they conclude after hearing all of the evidence that there was a problem, that there was no problem, we certainly shouldn't look any further? What was their conclusion, Christy?
Well, they said based on several well-defined tests that they could find no causal connection between mercury and autism. And it was interesting because their findings in their hearing in 2001 recommended that they take it out of all medications and vaccines, that they found that there was plausible evidence. And then they completely flip-flopped, interestingly enough.
But was there any evidence to justify changing their position at that meeting?
Well, the studies that they used, there were basically five of them. Two of them were for Denmark, one of them was from the UK, and one was an incredibly flawed study, one that was in the middle of a great debacle of outrage with a lot of these people in the anti-mercury groups, called the Verstappen study, that is still, to this day, a very hot topic.
Of course, Dr. Verstappen used to work for the CDC, and then he was hired by GlaxoSmithKline and Friends, which stands to lose billions of dollars. Why would they hire that man away from the CDC, who had said there is a relationship, and all the scientific studies show there is, and suddenly when he went to work for GlaxoSmithKline and Friends, and getting a large sum of money, he did a flip-flop on his opinion. Could it possibly be that they hired him to keep the truth from the people of the world?
I think that was certainly the intent. In fact, they took him out of the country, so he was difficult to have any accessibility. There was a huge debate, if you will. It was more like a fight, and I think it was pediatrics when they published the Verstappen study after they had watered down the database that they had used for the study.
Now you're speaking of the Journal of Pediatrics, and they published this article in which Dr. Verstappen said he worked for the CDC, and he really didn't work for them. He was working for the people who were poisoning our children.
But he also said I never said that there was no link between mercury and autism. In amongst all of the wonderful semantics he had there, he said, I never said there was no link. But the study that got published, along with Frank DiStefano and Robert Davis, that were co-authors on that and who are still located in the United States, they had added another HMO cohort to that study. And this was a bankrupt HMO that had very poor bookkeeping. They couldn't tell whether they had an autism case or whether they had a common cold, much less find any link between mercury and autism in their database.
Well, let me just point out that there are a number of the large HMOs, and some of the children would get their DPT shots with mercury, and others got it without mercury. And now, why was some got mercury and some didn't when we're told that they have to have it in there? Well, it's all a great experiment. And, you know, they've been lying at every stage. If mercury is so important, why don't they put it in the MMR? They don't put mercury in the MMR because it'll kill the virus. Oh, but we have to have it. Otherwise, you know, there might be contamination or infection. But some of the DPT shots had it and some didn't. And there was a dramatic difference between the two groups. When Dr. Geyer went actually through their files, they did everything they could to block anybody who was not part of this cabal from seeing them studies there at the CDC. And we'll talk more about this when we get back here. This is the most incredible study. It's covered in a wonderful book we carry called Evidence of Harm. You need to get it. You need to read it and understand what we're up against.
many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened at Oklahoma City, what really happened with TWA 800 that went down off the eastern coast? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. And this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book I know that will give you more contemporary history, frightening history of America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Christy Diamond, and there is a great deal of information on the Internet on this subject. There was the Simpsonwood conference. It was held back in 2000 in Georgia, and there at this meeting, why they had about 50... Well, I'm going to let you tell the story of Simpsonwood. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, it was a meeting that the CDC called, and you know, they're required really by regulation to include people from the public, but they didn't. It was a secret meeting, and they included only their own staff, people from the FDA, the National Institute of Health, and people from the pharmaceutical industry. And they had about 50 people there. We, you know, there's a transcript that we have a copy of it available at our site, uninformedconsent.org.
No, initially it was a top secret. Why would they have a top secret meeting just talking about mercury and the vaccines? And yet, of course, it was really, they had great difficulty to get the government to reveal it so people could find out that they knew that they were poisoning the children.
At the end of this meeting, well, first of all, what happened is Thomas Verstraten, whom we talked about earlier, the lead author of the Verstraten study, presented his findings in a fairly enthusiastic manner that there was a link between autism and ADD and thimerosal mercury in vaccines. And they spent about an hour and a half going over that, and the entire rest of the weekend they spent trying to derail their own colleagues' work. And at the end, they said, well, we trust that you'll all note the sensitivity of this subject, and the information is therefore embargoed from the public until we let you know. Well, we let you know was when they published it 3 years later, after they had watered it down to show that there was no link.
And, of course, the old adage is, figures don't lie, but liars figure. And eventually, Dr. Geyer, who's been a frequent guest on our programs, actually got into that database, and the CDC did everything imaginable to prevent it. The only reason they let him in at all was because a member of Congress, Dr. David Weldon, insisted that he be allowed to get in there. But you see, they had all the excuses why we couldn't let any independent individual see that. Well, I'll tell you why. Because when the American people understand that they've been poisoning our children, and one in every six American child has a behavioral abnormality or a neurodevelopmental abnormality, well, I hope there'd be enough people out there who would be so incensed that they might want to get involved. Because there really are people who want to hurt the children. When you understand that, and you talk to some of these parents who have the autistic children, and their lives are destroyed, and their marriages are destroyed, and these children are destroyed. And this is what's so unconscionable. So basically, you know, they did everything they could to keep the Simpson-Wood study secret, but you actually have it on your website. Do you want to tell our listeners how they can get to your website and get your information?
It's www.uninformedconsent.org. And we also have quite a bit of documentation. They're just really easy links you can go to. You can see every single scientist, a videotape of what they said at the Institute of Medicine last February. You can go and listen to them yourself. And, you know, there's a little bio next to their picture. You just press on the picture and it'll play. And you can just make your own decision about what you see.
Is that Simpson Wood or Simpsonville?
Oh, Simpson Wood was the meeting center.
All right, fine. Simpson Wood. Okay.
Yeah. And also, you know, Robert Kennedy Jr. put out an article in Rolling Stone and Salon.com called Deadly Immunity, and they have the broadcast and media have been on a witch hunt ever since.
I mean, a witch hunt against Robert Kennedy.
For Robert Kennedy for having the audacity to tell the truth.
Because, you see, there is a coordinated effort within the media to conceal the truth. And you go back about 3 months, and there was a series of articles, almost as if somebody had given an order. Articles in Newsweek, in Time, in U.S. News and World Report, in the New York Times, you know, in the Washington Post, in the Wall Street Journal, about the epidemic of autism. But all shucks, we don't know what's causing it, but we can assure you it's not the thimerosal and the mercury. So, like, what's interesting is since they've cut back dramatically on the thimerosal and the mercury, the incidence of new cases of autism for the first time, you know, in almost a decade is beginning to fall.
That's right. And they have, you know, one of the, I see them spoon feeding this information to the press, which the press readily regurgitates out to the consumer public, and they say things like, well, you know, we took it out of all vaccines in the year 2000. Well, lately it's been, oh, we took it out of all vaccines in the year 2003. Well, which is it, 2000 or 2003? And golly, what are you looking for? Well, I think what they're looking for is to have a public perspective that they took it out, and if they skew the perception enough, you won't be able to tell if mercury rates are going down or not, if it's really related to the fact that they took it out. Well, they didn't take it out of everything completely.
Oh,
just recently, they added the hepatitis B and the flu shot to the children's childhood vaccine mandate.
No, I thought that they'd taken it out of hepatitis B. Did they not take it out of Hep B?
Not that I'm aware of, Dr.
All right, but we know that they left it in the influenza vaccine. They said we took it out of childhood vaccines, but you see, they don't include influenza in the childhood vaccine, and they insist you give it at 6 months of age, knowing that it will destroy the brain of the child.
Well, they wanted to give the hepatitis B to go to a child that's 6 hours old.
And of course, the initial hepatitis B vaccine had 85 times the maximum daily allowance of mercury in it. And Dr. Hilleman, who was actually the head vaccinologist at Merck, wrote to the Merck company and said, don't you know what you're doing? Don't you know that 85 times the maximum allowable amount of mercury you're giving it, you know, to a child who's a few hours old? And then we wonder why these children have so many problems. Well, let's go to Linda, who's calling from Wisconsin. Hi, Linda. How are you?
Hello. Very interesting topic. A couple of questions. The other day, they showed this movie again on television called Lorenzo's Oil.
Oh, I remember that one.
I, after watching that movie again, I am almost certain this little boy was living in Africa, and he came down with what was called ADL, which is a very rare disease. It was where the myelin is stripped from the nerves in the brain. Could that have been from one of these vaccination shots?
It wouldn't surprise me any.
You have to understand, Linda, that they've taken the mercury out of the childhood vaccines here in the United States. But they're going to poison the children in Africa and the rest of third world countries. You know, just roll up your sleeve and we're going to give you a vaccine because we're here from the United States and we're here to help you. And they know what it's doing.
Not too long ago, they wanted to give me a tetanus shot. And I had just listened to, I believe it was one of your programs, Dr. Stan, and they were talking about the thimerosal. And so I asked the nurse, is there a thimerosal in that shot? And she says, let me go ask. She came back and said, yes, there is, so I wouldn't take the shot.
Well, I think the thing is, if you had a terribly contaminated wound, you know, you'd gotten in a cow pasture or a horse pasture, well, there might be a justification for taking it. But today, any time you have a little scratch, they give you the tetanus shot, you know, to cover themselves, because that's the standard of practice. There is a place for this, but it is very rare. And yet, of course, you're getting more and more mercury, and it's cumulative.
I have one more question. Besides the thimerosal, the mercury, are there other toxins in these, I mean, any of these shots, whether it's a flu shot, whatever it is, it's for an adult or a child?
Do you want to?
And I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Thank you so much, Lynn. Did you want to discuss that, Christy? Are there anything else in those vaccines that we should be concerned about?
Absolutely.
All right. What are they?
You know, there was a hearing on the polio vaccine that was held, I think, about 2 years ago. And I was unable to attend that one, but they basically found around 15 different contaminants, and they were really serious ones. There were things that caused brain tumors, cancer, and some other diseases.
Now, was this the live vaccine or the dead vaccine, do you recall? Was it the Sabin or the Salk?
It was my understanding it went back like 30 years, so it'd have to include the Sabin.
Well, of course, the Sabin, they knew there was a monkey virus in there. It was a cancer-producing monkey virus. There were probably 40 or more monkey viruses, and they gave them all to us. We've got all these monkey viruses living inside us, but one of them was a cancer-producing virus, SV40. And they knew it exactly what they were doing. They can't let the American people know that there's also aluminum in there. And
that's right.
They know that the aluminum in most of these vaccines, which is used as an adjuvant, in other words, to boost the immune response, also has a profound impact on the brain. And between mercury and aluminum, this is one of the reasons why Alzheimer's is skyrocketing. And they know that. But they're doing everything they can to conceal it from the elderly.
That's right. And the other thing that Dr. Geyer was telling me is that one of the things that they want to replace the thimerosal mercury with is that they want to replace it with aluminum. So it's like jumping from the pan into the fire. It's okay, fine, we'll get rid of the mercury, but we're going to put aluminum in there instead.
Well, I thought that they've always had aluminum. That's the standard thing. So even if they get the mercury out, they leave the aluminum, and the aluminum is neurotoxic as well.
That's right.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. If you have a question, if you have a comment about this subject. If you find this difficult to believe, you say, this could not be true. I mean, look at all the lives vaccines have saved. I would simply suggest that you get hold of our material on genetic engineering and vaccinations and actually read the government statistics, the government's own statistics on, you know, on what the incidence of measles was here in the United States, or measles death when they brought measles vaccine in 1966. Or you'll certainly want to see our new video called Planned Population Reduction. And when you understand the major thrust of American foreign and domestic policy is population reduction, then, of course, it's much easier to understand what's going on today. Roger, do you have a quick question for us?
Yes, I'd like you to clarify if there's some possible misinfo I heard put out on, mentioned a couple weeks back about, I forget the author on, with Russert in the morning across from Dr. Was it Feinberg? in the Sunday Morning Talking Heads, and that was to the effect that all childhood vaccines now, with the exception of flu vaccines, have had the thimerosal removed for the last 2 years.
All right, that was the interview that was done with David Kirby, who wrote the book Evidence of Harm, and we have had David on in the past. We'll have him on again. Thank you so much for calling. And what about this? Now, we're told, at least the government insists, that they took the thimerosal out of the childhood vaccines in 2000 or 2001 or 2002 or 2003. But you can, we're assuring you we've taken it out at least for the children here. Well, if they're taking it out for the children here, why are they leaving it in for children in other countries? Is there an agenda? If there's nothing to worry about, why are they taking it out? And if there is something to worry about, why are they concealing it from the American people? You can't have it both ways. So how would you respond to Roger? He wants to know, did they really take it out of the childhood vaccines? Can we trust them?
Well, I personally, I wouldn't trust them. We get three or four different stories from them. And, you know, they say, well, we took it out in 2000, we took it out in 2003. Which one was it? And then they say, well, we took it out of all the childhood vaccines. Well, that's a matter of semantics. What's your definition of childhood vaccines? Because I, as a consumer, don't know what your definition of childhood vaccines is. So what is that? Well, if they include, you know, vaccine 1, 2, 3, and 4, but they don't include the flu vaccine and they don't include the hepatitis B vaccine, yet they recommend it, and then all of a sudden it appears on the list of childhood vaccines. It makes the issue absolutely unclear. No red-blooded consumer could wade through any of that. And there has to be an agenda because they don't want anybody to be able to wade through it.
Do you have a feeling that they're intentionally trying to confuse the issue?
Oh, absolutely.
I think they're doing an excellent job of it.
These are very smart people.
They really are.
And they really know what they're doing.
I would call them.
I don't think it's an accident.
No, I think that they are diabolical. I think they know what they're doing. And there really are people back at the CDC who are good people, who would like to get the truth out. And they're frankly afraid. And in the book, Evidence of Harm, that David Kirby wrote, and David was the one who was on the television a couple of weeks ago with Tim Russert and debating somebody from the CDC, as I remember. But
It was the president of the Institute of Medicine.
Okay, fine. Well, there are people who get themselves in key positions and use those positions in medicine not to help people, but to prevent the proper treatments from being advocated. And people say, why would that happen? Well, I asked that same question when I was involved in the AIDS struggle, and I found out, you know, that we were not going to do what was logical to stop the disease that today has killed over 500,000 people in America. It didn't have to happen any more than the destruction of the minds of our children had to happen, but it did. And I think that but what was really so interesting that David Kirby was actually asked to be on that debate, I don't know what it was, Meet the Press or Meet the Depressed or whatever.
Meet the Press, yeah.
Meet the Press. At least, of course, the information is getting out. And even though he was sort of viciously attacked and vilified and demonized, I think people are beginning to understand that there are two sides to the issue, and maybe, just maybe, we're not being told the truth. Well, tell us what you're doing at the present time to get the information out.
Well, I'm working on several documentaries. One is What Have We Done to Our Children? And we're also putting in a DVD format the testimony of the scientists from the Institute of Medicine. That's called What Really Happened at the IOM.
All right.
And we're covering anything and everything we can, putting press releases up. If you go onto our site, uninformedconsent.org, you can actually kind of go back into the archives, and you can actually walk through what's happened at a particular time on a timeline up to the current time, where we're starting to look at what the media has regurgitated out to the public so the consumer can actually see how it has manifested itself.
Now, what's the title of your video that we carry again?
The title is called Mercury, a Slow Death, and our organization is called Uninformed Consent.
Okay, I always want to call it Uninformed Consent.
Yeah,
it's really right. Mercury, a Slow Death.
Right, episode one.
All right, fine. And there is an episode two, isn't there?
Well, episode two is going to be What Have We Done to Our Children About the Thimerosal, because really, it's the same issue. It's just a different delivery method of the poison.
All right, Mercury is Slow Death, and that is available through Radio Liberty. That's where you'll actually see the smoking truth.
That's right.
And, of course, there are lots of good scientists who are trying to get the truth out, and they're meeting the conspiracy of silence. Christy, I want to thank you for everything that you're doing. Why don't you once again get your website out there so people will know where to go?
It's uninformedconsent.org. And thank you, too, Dr. Stan. You're wonderful.
Now, God bless you. Well, we'll have to get you on again if you're going to say that. Thank you so much for being with us, Christy.
All right. Thanks Bye-bye. A lot. Bye-bye.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. BHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM?
Have you purchased or invested in gold and silver coins or bullion in the last several years? If so, you've most likely been taken advantage of. In a lot of cases, out and out lied to. There are several tricks of the trade in play in the precious metals and collector coin markets. This is especially true during a hot market. Although it doesn't take a savvy investor to avoid the pitfalls of unscrupulous coin and metals dealers, it does take some common sense and the knowledge of which questions to ask. The asset management professionals at Colonial Resources can arm you with a few simple questions to ask your current broker or coin dealer. To find out if you've been taken advantage of, or if you're thinking of investing, call Colonial Resources toll-free, 1-800-685-4042. The precious metals and collector coin markets are hot and definitely where the smart money is heading. But before you make a mistake that could cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars, call the professionals at Colonial Resources. The call and the advice are free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
The Anglo-American establishment gives you the documentation for Professor Quigley's allegation that there was a secret society created in England that ultimately came to dominate England and ultimately came to dominate the United States of America. The Anglo-American establishment will give you the books that you can read, written by men who were actually involved in the original secret society. Professor Quigley opens his book saying that most people have heard of the Rhodes Scholarships, and a few people have actually heard that Cecil Rhodes wrote a confession of faith, which was attached to his first five wills, talking about the formation of a secret society. But what almost no one in America realizes today is that that secret society was actually formed and still exists today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And if you really want to understand what they're doing to our children, let me suggest David Kirby's excellent book, Evidence of Harm, and it's published by a very reputable publisher, and it gives you the entire story of this great cover-up of how they're poisoning our children. We have two four-tape sets on Mercury, Part 1 and, of course, Mercury Update. And then we carry the video that we were talking about that was put out by Christy Diamond, and, of course, I always like to call it the without uninformed consent, but actually they have a different title about that. They call it mercury of slow death. And you'll actually see there the smoking tooth. You'll see the mercury vapor escaping. You'll hear professors of chemistry talking about how they're poisoning our children, how they're poisoning our elderly. And they know that the mercury in the vaccines and the aluminum in the vaccines is toxic to the brain. Could anything this evil really be going on in the world today? And our answer is, of course it could. I mean, wouldn't you expect if there were evil people, they would be doing things like this? If you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Now, all of the things we've talked about, David Kirby's book, Evidence of Harm, the four-tape set on mercury, and the four-tape set on mercury update, plus the video, Mercury, A Slow Death, are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have an excellent video. It's called Population Control. We have a four-tape set on population control. We have a great DVD on fluoride, the history of water fluoridation. And with that, there comes a syllabus. It's called The Hidden Agenda, The Fluoride Deception. And you find that water fluoridation is being used to poison our people, to decrease fertility. It lowers the intellect. It has a profound effect producing cancer. It's carcinogenic. In articles you can go up on the internet now about the Harvard professor who did a study and found a relationship between water fluoridation or between fluoride and bone cancer, and of course covered that up and lied, and he's being investigated at the present time. Produces many types of cancer, and it has an effect on bones, and it doubles the incidence of hip fractures and other fractures in postmenopausal women, and it impacts on the endocrine system, and it produces puberty in children, and of course it produces heart disease. In fact, in Newburgh, New York, where the original studies were done, they tell us how great it was for children's teeth. They never tell you that twice the incidence of heart disease. See, I wonder why. Well, you have to understand this is all covered in our excellent DVD. And, of course, in the syllabus, you'll see the documentation from Europe. Every country over there was asked why they don't fluoridate their water. Because they didn't want to poison their people. But we do it here. If this is really true, how could they conceal it? They control the media. The DVD is The History of Water Fluoridation. The syllabus, Hidden Agenda. And, of course, the book, if you really want to get into more detail, The Fluoride Deception by Chris Bryson. All available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Please go to our website at radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there, 5 hours a day live. You can listen to the archive programs. And you may not get much accomplished, but you'll get a tremendous amount of information. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please remember to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so, until Monday, when we'll be back with you again, here on this same station at the same time, Dr. Stan's saying, don't just simply ignore what we're saying. Try to prove us wrong. That's the mistake I made some 43 years ago. I tried to prove this whole thing wasn't true, and I found it was. So, until Monday, may the Lord be with you.